You're listening to the Passion Daily Podcast, brought to you by Passion Equip.
Hi, my name is Jonathan, and today is April 8th. Today we're reading out of the book of Numbers. And as we open the scriptures, take this time to pause, be still, and focus on his word and his presence. Numbers 2, verses 1 through 2. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "The Israelites are to camp around the tent of meeting some distance from it, each of them under their standard and holding the banners of their family." God prescribed a specific arrangement for the people of God as they lived in the wilderness. The central point around which all the people were encamped was the tent of meeting, that is, the tabernacle. In this tent, God dwelled among his people, and they worshiped him by means of the sacrificial system. The members of the tribe of Levi, who oversaw Israelite worship, encircled the tent. From there, the 12 tribes of the people of God were broken into four groups, with three tribes in each group. The tribes of Dan, Asher, Naphtali camped around the north of the tent. Issachar, Judah, and Zebulun to the east, and then Gad, Reuben, and Simeon to the south, and Benjamin, Ephraim, and Manasseh to the west. This alignment demonstrated that the focal point for the life of the people of God was the worship of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Worship was not an arbitrary additional task to which the people of God were required to attend from time to time. Rather, their whole lives, and in fact, their entire community, revolved around worship. Also, any other nation which observed the camp of the people of God immediately understood that God was central to their identity and mission. John, the author of the book of Revelation, pictured a similar reality in heaven when all things will be made new. However, John wrote in chapter 7, verses 9 and 10, "A great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people, and language will gather around the throne and declare, 'Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.'" God's people will one day gather around the presence of God in an all-consuming worship. The Christian life, as a foretaste of this coming reality, is meant to center on the worship of the true and living God. Worship, as described by the New Testament authors, is to be the hub around which all life revolves. In fact, Paul wrote in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, that Christians are to give up their entire lives to God as an act of true and proper worship. Whole life worship is made possible through the finished work of Jesus and empowered by the Spirit of God. The beauty of Jesus' work should prompt believers to organize their lives around worship. And as they do, others will be able to see the centrality of God among the people of God. Let's pray. Jesus, I don't want to worship you only on Sunday mornings. I want to worship you with every word, every thought, every breath, all the time. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Passion Daily Podcast, brought to you by Passion Equip. Passion Equip makes it easy for you to watch the most powerful messages of passion, relive moments of worship, and find articles and tracks that are specifically designed for the season of life you're in and the questions you have. To access thousands and thousands of resources, all designed to encourage you towards knowing God above all else, visit PassionEquip.com today.